nomlenge samalo ya thomar ngadro dili ge chumri shara tene tadin de nima ajro da thamaji chari ore te aje ngadro shale ya tene gyasala ne Sudyu madi chasang jik takarshwada chubyaan rochi dhiraji imbari dhiri ngin juisani da kachang kondu labje kordi shu ne parisi chuk labje di chinsabche ndi shuk dhiliya dole chungwe labje shi Sadi to the others.
Good morning, everyone. Today is our last day, which means that this morning we will complete our exploration of the 37 practices of the Bodhisattvas. Yesterday, we completed the sections concerning the training of a Bodhisattva. The section on the six perfections and that on the four dharmas taught in the sutras.
Shora susu jiba, shloga susu sumba, nigurwangi pizuze yurji, tesam gobe chawanyam yurwe, zashe kimda, jida kim namla, chababonga yasela names. Tadigi Tene Labja Sumba. Dole chung, labje sumba, jindaga chimle chapa pungwa saa di imare.
Continuing from where we left off, on page 31, stanza 33, toward the top of the page, presents the third of the four dharmas of the sutras, dharmas taught in the sutras, which is a training in abandoning attachment to the homes and wealth of donors or patrons. It says, due to wealth and honor, we quarrel with one another, and the activities of hearing, contemplation, and meditation diminish. It is therefore the practice of a bodhisattva to abandon attachment to the homes of benefactors and loved ones.
Janada, Janile, Niebado, Kuti, Zimbege, ah? Zashe, Chobodang, Jindala Sobala, Chabwe Wangang, Chabwe Gyunzengi, Tibachambore Shube Kansa, Nam Pinzu, Nigurgi Dindo, Zebar Yua, Ta, Tesam Gombala Sobege, Chawanamja, Yambar Yua in Bishina, Tene Rangi Zashe Gikimda, Jindala Chimla Chababondi, Tene Javasa Shusamanam Gi. Da ningur ore da gyeosa beseun sumanam gi tene ningur jongse jongwe kimla chaba bonju de imba reson
when Mahayana practitioners become overly attached to friends and donors, especially the homes of friends and donors, who are sources of both acquisition or donations and respect. This can cause competition among such practitioners for the sponsorship of such donors, which in turn causes an impairment, brings an impairment of their discipline of hearing, thinking, and meditating. So it is therefore a practice of a bodhisattva to not become attached to the homes of patrons or any place where you expect to receive donations and respect.
다들은 조대지 네바도 고딜레야 차바봉아 대바총 초시바 드리지 과데 개심보이바 아 드림베 소레 드림 주사네 가담베 교회시에 고만 넘기 가르소하는 사람 초시 로다데네 추부터도 이스 강라신 자면은 기비터도 이스 렌주사는 초시베기 로단 데베이나 추부터도 이스 렌주다 즉 초시 초시 메베이나 고란지게 가수로다지 좀부니 시분디 고라 가수로지 론주야로 주여비네야 디기 이츠버로 지다 다나신게 로데버스게 용마레스 초시에바 초시에 통나 그런 거지 에 세다 그 년은 잠수만 세다 그 탭차로 지기 되는지 2000바다 로데어로 용으로 되는 인주산디 주전되네 초시에 된다나 주부터도 있어 되네 강래야 신바면 기부터도 있어 강래야 신바면 봐 지 샘드 세사로다 다나 신기 지 지 가르다지 아 심제시사 안데지 루인 체사로 삼아버지 딘데메나 데네 기베 터도니 소나
The principal message of this stanza is that we need to abandon attachment to acquisition and respect. About this, the great early Kadampa masters said, the possession of contentment is the greatest wealth. The absence of craving is the greatest happiness. Without contentment, even if someone came to own the entire world, the whole planet, they would not be satisfied. And they would therefore not be happy. On the other hand, if you have contentment, then even if your clothing and food are meager or shoddy, you'll still be happy. Likewise, if you have no craving, if you don't want things particularly, you'll be perfectly happy because not wanting things, you won't worry about getting them, therefore you won't be stressed out, therefore you'll be perfectly happy.
다드네 슐로가 숨숨시바 주미츠기 신심 총교르지 야외세 이주주냠교르베 대절 신기 이도 명호에 특수보와 갸살라네스 다디기 주미츠기 암 특수마와 보와디 임바레
The next stanza, stanza 34, says, Harsh words disturb the minds of others and cause bodhisattva activity to diminish. It is therefore the practice of a bodhisattva to abandon harsh words that are unpleasant to others. This is an instruction to refrain from harsh or abusive speech.
다데 고르 츠즈마 보아데 고르 가르슈에데지 고데버르시 가르슈다 지 가르슈라르다 도중 가는 거 꾸인데라데 츠미니메 제바 다데르지 안데 인주산다 주주디 고라 뎀바이나한다 다나지 뎀바이나한다 안데 응으스지 응으스 가르다지 Ngoi su rangi ki jeba ina ya dra, xeani jue de juba ina ya dra, kandar, kari ina mi ina ya dra, kandar ji dinje ki be, cizu maa de, yabu maare su. Degi, choji ni, xeani ki sim chukburin yuwa ta. Niwa de, kyawe seba chanshu sima nam ki, ji kashuwa ya da, ji, xeani la, maa we chana. Cik jambar mawa, cik jambar mawa. Tindegi, ta juju li nyambar nyugur esu.
In a sense, this is quite easy to understand. What it describes is a situation where, motivated by any one of the three poisons, one speaks harshly to another person. Whether what one actually says is true or untrue, and whether you actually utter the harsh words yourself or somehow get somebody else to do it for you, in either case, it's no good. And it's no good for two reasons. The first reason is it hurts people. It disturbs other people's minds. Second reason is it contradicts the bodhisattva discipline of being gentle and restrained in speech.
Tadi jale sholong sun songa ba. Nyomo khomne nyebu do ga we chenshi gi nyebu chen su ne. Chaso nyomo tangbur ge ma tan bunjum je ba ga sa la ne. Tadi gi labje sun ba. Labje sun ba sa ta. Tangbu prezin chu labje shu sim chi ni ba de do ne. Chungwe labzhe shidi shusimichi. Tadi ne labzhe shubadi, jawe labzhe shubadi, nyomo bunzui la laba asadi. Cheza digi nyomo bunzui la laba di tembe imraya.
Stanza 35 reads, "When the afflictions are habitual, they are hard to cast away with antidotes. Therefore, with mindfulness and attentiveness, wielding the weapon of the antidote, it is the practice of a bodhisattva to crush mental afflictions, such as attachment, as soon as they first arise." This is the instruction on the crushing or flattening of mental afflictions, which is the third section of the instructions on the bodhisattva's training. The first was the training in the six perfections, the second was training in the four dharmas taught in the sutras, and this is the third.
Tadigi, Sig tournament, the sheriff's given, Sig tournament, the sheriff's given. Got a new monk on us, you be talk always. Tadi got a song or so not. Chapala sobe, new monk, the gay day, new monk, Tom Candice given there. Tell ya, Nimbo, my devil, Jenny. Get a juno, or I get a juxana. Tene rangi tadi semle ya kumji su kyune, kumji dibu kyune. Tene chi su, chi ni ji nyambu tenpa inayang, nyambu do gao, shindu pong gao chagres. Tene di yunsen la tene, tenpa da xin xin ki guane, da ten xin ki wu su du sana, da tenpa da xin xin ki guane. Chenpa saade zuo de langdor mijewe chenpa. Shishin saade ji gosum ki negab khanri chaga dobe karsura da ji khanri chaga do, nizui khanri chaga do kora kora dindegi awareness sama chen, shishin. Da degi chenshi gibu isi. Da chenpa de shishin di gibu. Kansa ji nashi chenna bena ji Tigi Labala Kadui Naji, Nyambuk, Trenja Sone, Trenja Tub the Damage Sone, Takadui Naji Kashure, Averchan Ores, Kadui Nabe, Be Kashurada, Be Tadi Kate, we get it, Kevin. Wasa 제네 차발로 소베 되게 담보 깨베 커도네 깨마타도 물은 좀 곰부르잡네 그럼 만 점버체고 그래서
If we look at the words of this stanza, the first line describes the situation where we have become used to a mental affliction, which means that we have not, when the mental affliction has arisen, we have not attempted to apply its appropriate remedy or antidote. We simply have let the mental affliction become a usual and therefore an habitual thing. Once you allow a klesha, a mental affliction, to become habitual, even if you subsequently attempt to apply the appropriate remedy, it may not work because the habitual quality of the mental affliction makes it somewhat impervious to the appropriate remedy. So how do we prevent this from happening? And that's described in the second line, which says, place the weapon of the remedy in the hands of the strong person of mindfulness and vigilance. The image here is that the two faculties of mindfulness and vigilance are like the hands of a strong person who can thereby hold and wield the weapon of the particular remedy for the particular klesha. Now, mindfulness refers to a recollection, memory, mindfulness of what you want to do and what you want to not to do. So it's mindfulness that enables you to make the correct moral choices in the beginning. But in addition to mindfulness, we need vigilance. And vigilance is the actual awareness, ongoing and frequently refreshed awareness of what is actually happening with your body, speech, and mind, what they're actually doing, what their state actually is. And so, by possessing mindfulness and alert vigilance, and maintaining these all the time, you remain careful. And by being careful or circumspect, you can, as soon as a klesha arises, stamp it out. And that's what the third line describes, when it says, as soon as a klesha has arisen, a klesha such as attachment and so on has arisen, stamp it out. And you stamp it out by applying the remedy as soon as it arises, when the klesha is still weak. All of the great Kadampa masters have taught similarly that if it serves as a remedy to your kleshas, it is Dharma. And if it does not serve as a remedy to your kleshas, it is not Dharma. In other words, we cannot practice Dharma while continuing to give our kleshas an opportunity, while continuing to entertain our kleshas. Because the point of Dharma is to tame, or subdue, or conquer the kleshas. There are many meanings to the word dharma, but one of its meanings, especially if you consider the Tibetan chu, is to fix, change, or improve. So basically, we regard dharma as a tool that we use to fix or change, for the better, our minds. Now, as a tool, it has to be used. Possessing the tool and not using it is not going to achieve the function which the tool is designed to serve. If you leave a tool on the tool bench, it doesn't do anything. Similarly, if dharma is not used to fix or change your mind for the better, then it really has no point. The practice of using white and black stones to represent every virtuous and unvirtuous thought and thereby count the number of each was very much emphasized by the early Kadampa masters, because we cannot easily measure the degree to which we are actually applying the remedies to our kleshas, which means basically that we don't like to. We habitually like to sort of let our kleshas slide through, let them rip, without any kind of control. And this makes it very, very hard to conquer the kleshas.
And 지금 최대 투명 영화로 지금 되는 지금 매수식 영화로 마도 디지 가르쳐 다지 그래서 그 버진도 다지 인지미 제거하러 지금 태그 소리치 다지 마제 란제도 지 제대로 지 삼담이나 펜더스케 영화나 드린 주상 아주 딱 안 들어 수수 셈디 코랑 가완 드로이는 로주 샤바 마이바 수수이 셈델 캡쇼 주치 렌체 하다 캡쇼 니 니초냐 로고스 들려 고바 가르쳐 줄 람드현 주치 수수 제 수수 캡쇼 땡고 데마데지 코랑 가완 드로는 로주 샤나 아니 셈셀 오 정보 차네 아니 그러면 아주 지 부 부든데 당매지지 뭐 지로 당잖아 아니 미디 경 그리 가르 저 경보를 차지 미거본으로 차네 근데 용어로 봐 어디 되는 지 셈디 전신이 경보 차네 셈 거보 차네 지 근데 중국어 제가 인지 미지고 아니 부디 그 뒤에 주주 그런 나가라 없이 예비시 대출 로제 아니 콜레 디지 가져지 주지 누비서 말 받아지 웜 지금 김상기 디기도 다 주지를 콜 이제 처르트 거를 좀 보고 이제 총소나 아니 그 지금 디지 가져라 샘들이네 인조도 대마선은 다도 그 디지 샘 이제 주부시라면 잠보를 차트야지 용어래서
Similarly, every day we do liturgical practices. For example, we recite and meditate on the daily practice of our yidams and so forth. And we do this so that we focus our day on goodness, that we point our mind for that day in the right direction. If the observance of such daily practices is perceived as some kind of burden, like taxes you have to pay on a daily basis, then there's really no point in it. The point of such daily regular observances is to gain the ability to choose the direction your mind moves in so that your mind doesn't wander like an unparented or unsupervised child who gradually becomes wilder and wilder because they have no core. Just as parenting involves providing the warmth and safety of a home that forms a solid care for the cultivation of a gentle mind in the child, in the same way we do this with our daily observances.
Very peaceful, somewhat very relaxed. This is 통과를 비게 the meditation 루체 아니 비 가져다지 the 소수디 소부디 very comfortable position 소마로다지 energy 댄 very comfortable cushion 소마 디간 댄 energy 소부디 very comfortable position 소마로 지 독단들이 지금 가수에 들어볼 때, and little bit smile your face, a little bit smile, some of the to absorb some of the just to be peace, that relax the absorb the whatever it is. That's the thing. Or, that in a choice, not just like. You don't need to do anything like beside because not just peace and relax. Did you work just help me? Need to take effort. So much about that. You got to be busy. You need to take strength. That day I'm busy. Sometimes so much about that. Sometimes be shy. Because. Massive cultural training, some of the mami di zuli ya, mazhong chi du san. Ma ngone gyaba na zhin, realistic, mazhong mangbo treo to. Te mazhong mangbo treo bayi na, sanyi ma gyaba nega lo, ma ngone di mazhong su cha. En shira, ji karshu sami zhi, ji chari cha zanab shi yo chi. Mazhong di, ma ngone gyaba na zhin chi, sotu na. Sanyi ma ngone di mazhong na zhi rup chi cha to ya chi, zhi rup chi ngore. Jeta, jik tsam tsam, it's will da. Dinde, jik not so comfortable. Samaro tsam tsam, energetic pain, susur madewa pain, pain mangbo yongore, da ane singi madewa mangbo yongore, energetic majiba mangbo yongore. Ring juzan ko dinde jik realistic training chia jik. Madabi, pake lulu ji deje. Mubi nizu kashuji, realistic del samadong mawaji, pake lulu ji susu jik samashindaruji, jikdin shindaruji nanola, pure amdraji nan rodi gives samadanati, jiko marwa.
A lot of people think that Dharma is all about the relaxation and being at peace. That meditation is essentially relaxation, where you try to relax and make your body as comfortable as possible, sitting on a very comfortable cushion in a very comfortable posture, very relaxed, with a slight smile on your face, and a mind that is in a state of deep peace and relaxation. Nevertheless, Dharma is not actually just doing nothing and resting in relaxation. Dharma requires effort. It requires strength. And sometimes it requires a great intensity of training, somewhat like the training that we find in the military, where much of the training of those in the armed forces actually imitates the conditions of warfare, so that when the soldiers properly trained are in the field, they are prepared for what they're going to experience and for what they're going to do. Similarly, Dharma, which prepares us for life, is not always so comfortable. Sometimes it's extremely uncomfortable, even painful and irritating, because Dharma training to be effective has to be realistic. We cannot use Dharma as a way to avoid reality and try to live in a dream of some other world, such as a pure realm or something.
Zawar labzhi shiwa di, chagawar dadi shokrang sunzhu suni ba, shologa sunzhu suru ba. Dwana khandu, juanam chi ji, rangi simgi negab chinda shi, gyundu chanda, shi shin debayi, shenzhu zhuba gyasa la lingi su. Dadi gi, chanpa da shi shin debayi guane, shenzhu zhuba la laba di imada.
Next, on the top of page 32, we find stanza 36, which explains the fourth aspect of the Bodhisattva training, which is a training in benefiting others through the application of mindfulness and vigilance. And it says, in short, whatever you are doing, to always, through mindfulness and vigilance, ask yourself, what is the state of my mind? And thereby accomplish the benefit of others is the practice of a bodhisattva.
Tadi tunda di karesana. Gyawes ever changes someone give a kashmiraji, chebasan and dando, la lingiba, marsheba, the latamji turn, dor dubina. Ne kando, jelam jichabi ne, 주절음 남아 시섬 다 간다 주절음 지리셔비는 랑기 셈기 내가 내가 봐 셈기 비 니주주디 개외기 안내 도당 미기외 안내 도 양양배 딱지체 양양 딱지체배 토네 남균대네 지 참바다 신신 마냐 바시고 알았어 참바다 신신 마냐 바 그 띵도 아니 셈뱅이 삼바 쳐던 데베 쳐던 데 셈뱅이 삼바 삼부 집에 일을 짱네 되게 심지어 신기 된주야데 안 겨에서 비치는 삼바는 게 튜니 주베 베 라렌 탐지에게 자와 냉가로 데레스 이런 유산 디교젤 데네 아디 가서 노르실기 집에이나 다 간들 찬주스 베기 제 라네 냉가로 될 토디요 알았어
This stanza actually summarizes all of the preceding stanzas describing the training of a bodhisattva. The point of this stanza is that if all of the training, all of the practices of a bodhisattva is summarized, it consists of in every place, in every environment, in every situation, and at all times, to constantly apply both mindfulness and vigilance to the honest investigation of the state of your own mind, and to ask yourself the question, is my mind at this moment in a state of virtue or a state of negativity? And based on that, to accomplish the good of others and thereby automatically the good of oneself. That is the essence of all aspects of a bodhisattva's training.
Ta jela chidang gi lapsa kyawe sebyo gi lapsa ta kajwe ji mangbu jong di yare lapsa ti da tham ji ji menyam ba sung war cha ba le ya ji thapsi khare war s la be mina ane ji sem sung go re s rang gi sem di be sung gyo che sem de da bo ya wo ge je de de le ya ma ju je de chen bo che go re s sem gang gi sung go re s la ma chen ba da xi xin gi xin xin de ma che we go ne ane be ba ge chi sung go re s wa de ni ju sa da ta ji sem sung de la chen ba da xi xin de ji ne ya den go ba 你就没见过吧, 真的是不是?
What is being said here is that while the training of a bodhisattva has many aspects, the only way to cultivate that training, to guard or protect that training, is to guard one's own mind. And guarding one's own mind means to use the two faculties of mindfulness and vigilance to form the basis of, or use those faculties in an effortful way to investigate the state of one's own mind. Of these two faculties, mindfulness is the faculty of not forgetting what to do and what not to do.
Jigi,
Vigilance is the faculty of which enables us to recognize what our bodies, speech, and mind are actually doing, what their actual state is. Literally, we could say that what we call vigilance means knowingly or consciously. In other words, to be aware of one's own body, speech, and mind, to be conscious of them, not to allow them to act unconsciously.
Onda dediğin yüz tane de değil yüzde dene. Çeşit payı da geçim bir çare var. Çeşit payı sade karşıcı çünkü mevi mi ne? Dene çünkü karşı niyembo den tovacı yungumare. Dana singi ene karşıcı çünkü çeşit sebep labca mangoş evi indiza tezüle manyam berucu akla kapça diyoruz.
So mindfulness and vigilance and care or circumspection are extremely important. Without them, you can't or won't apply remedies to kleshas, and you can't or won't sustain the training of a
bodhisattva. Tembeki çaracı olursa karıçadı tazice karıçı çaracı olursa yani şeşin gibi tatoşu yani payıgi sıpsıpçı sönçe dedi şey olursa da dedi düzen da çeşe payısı hadi kona susuzulu be legar kopşe gel da dona zozu de sunya de karışsın olursa sunya çıkmadı amane da de karışsın nyomu ba ti kanji chado nyomo ba de ta ji su su gi zhou ji zhou shen na zha do su su le ne gen gen de de be du xue de ta de yin ba de de ju san na ti kanji chado ko ku ni ju kanji chado ko ka du yong go do tin de guo liang a zu ka du yin ne de be sam dong wa qi ta ti tuo liang ma zu ji ga zhu da 독수진 체도 바로 총의미나 아니 시네지 가르쳐요. 다 요모는 요모 대안이나라 가르이네 다 가르지 이제 자주선 몇 잡아서 남도 공안이나라 대 가서 정말 연구 안 했어.
Therefore, the great Kadampa masters used to say, always spy on yourself. With mindfulness. Supervise that spying with vigilance and be careful with circumspection. We use mindfulness to observe or spy on what is actually happening with us. This is supervised by vigilance or awareness, and these are reinforced by being careful or circumspect. Now, in terms of what we are observing, what we are watching out for, there is only one thing we need to watch out for, and that is kleshas. There is only one threat, or one enemy we need to fear, and that is our kleshas. So that is what we watch out for. That is what we seek to avoid or inhibit. And if this discipline of mindfulness, vigilance, and circumspection is well kept, then you will be able to apply the particular antidotes or remedies to particular kleshas, and you will be able to successfully sustain all aspects of a bodhisattva's training.
다디 이제는 슈록은 순수 뒤마 대대로 준비 준비 개완음 타인들 동해 세지시 고순 나버 답에 시럽기 전주공화와 개세라네 다디기 개와 잡에 전주동화와 되임바래.
The 37th stanza, also on page 32, presents the last aspect of the training, which is the dedication of all one's virtues to perfect awakening. It says, these virtues accomplished through diligence, with wisdom free of reification of the three aspects, to dedicate them to awakening in order to remove the suffering of the countless beings, is the practice of a bodhisattva.
대인주상 야세 전수선배 지하범 라레나 배 가신 쪼신 주비 이거다 저 준주 담 배바 신비 거네 다 가서 이제 주비샤비 개와 가르인 바 디 쳔에 라시 주비 개와 탐지 개외자와 머리 바 탐지 좋았음지 탐지기 아니 동해 세외시 전에 코숨 넘버 답이 시립 있지 있음을지 않아 좁아 찬조도 오고 그래서 땡 대가래서는 야제 신수 만남 게 랑이 사비 개외자와 취미서 권의 권도 비비 다지 탑게 얘기 탑을 개베게 라래 암 차례이 말해서
The point here is that you dedicate all of the virtues, the virtuous actions, good deeds that you accumulate through a diligent or enthusiastic pursuit of a bodhisattva's training, and all of the goodness accumulated by all other beings to the alleviation or the removal of all suffering of each and every being. And you do this with the wisdom which avoids conceptualization or reification of the three aspects. Such dedication is the skillful way that bodhisattvas ensure that their virtue or goodness not only not degenerate, but increase and remain inviolate until they achieve perfect Buddhahood.
Teyang, Chanju Samba Namke, Energy, Rajingi, Taji Rang, Gewe Zawa Chisaya, Vigda Tamje, and Simje Tamje, Dunghe Seve, Dunghe. Teyangwa Bala Dene Jiga, Gewa Chisaya, Da dea simja tamjerong, tenga baldin gives us of dea simja tamjerong, and go on misibi dead to bay some. Takada to give it our the seba mebo. That the niji yondi or that misibi de Benaji saw a deadness, but dead to ben. Misibi dead to ben. That rangy legi, Karsura daji. Then he saw the Nishim, the Konishman, Janila, but Dobajose, Tinjaga, Tonsim Chamber of Jim, Nishim, Tissima, Tonsim, 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 Tissima, and he didn't do the energy, Damit of a sheet of Tissima. Today, Guane, Andarjik Gawati. 남게 타더냐 봐. 벨 공원에 공배도 빼네. 다 미개와 미집이 때도 배잖아. 다 간다 드리지. 다 드리지 제비미나. 아니지. 아 뒤쳐주세요. 배게. 교황우주로도 저기 있으래.
What this means is that bodhisattvas dedicate all roots of virtue to the removal of all the suffering of all beings. By doing that, they accumulate more virtue. They then dedicate that virtue to the removal of all of the suffering of all beings, by which they accumulate still more virtue, which they then similarly dedicate to removing all of the suffering of all beings, and so on endlessly. Because of this endless dedication, and therefore endless further accumulation of virtue, the virtue of such a bodhisattva is truly inexhaustible, like a treasure that is buried deep underground that can't be found or stolen. The key to this, of course, is that the dedication be unreserved, without any reservation, that all of one's virtue is given away to all beings. This is more than simply saying, may it be so, may this happen. We can all do that, but the act of such dedication, such aspiration, involves a truly unreserved compassion, a truly unreserved giving mind, and also the wisdom of selflessness. And this is how bodhisattvas bury their virtue so deep that it can never be impaired or degenerate and becomes inexhaustible.
Bena, ngachwegi, mizhigi, mizhijilwe, sashawe, gyunordi. Tā mīzījī sāshāvī gyūnōr dī tāma dīla tājī sūra dīgīñī sādī yā gāzū dī tūndā chīmbocī sādī, mīzī nā tūndā chīmbocī dī yābū mācī wā nā dī nyōrā māngbū sūwā rū tā mīzā nā rō rū bē nyōrā māngbū yōngu wā rū chē zā tā dī māshī kōng lā tā jīk dī sūsū sāshāvī gyūnōr dī jīk sūra dīgīñī sādī tā dī sā jīk māshī kōng lā yīgī tī yā rū dī dī rū sū yō rū Tati susuigi benaji susuli zawa yue dengi susuigi be haja susuigi ter zawa chambu yue dengi yanaji shiragi be karurade ane taji telia shemba chambu yue deba dindiji ligarwa oda tenen shi chene susuigi gewe zawa tusumza sashabi gewe zawa Data Kandaji treasuries and resources, the Kandaji Panzer, Chimbuti, Sulajo, the social double devil, which member, the Sulajo, Sana, that you can give you Simjat Hamzel, Jail. Can you give Simjat Hamzel? Can you give Simjat Hamzel about Genie, and a social double my gives you, can you give Simjat Hamzel about Genie? Jose Yam, Maluba, Tamzi, can you give Simjat Hamzel Genie? 제자디 다디 진짜 삼도는데 레라보면도 와 레라보요 엄마 수수 미지지를 사셔도 되나 뭐와 제사도 레라보도 와 가르사나 가르쳐서 뭐와다 제쳐서 간다 뭐와 제사는 수수기 잘라 가서 수수기 무슨 떼고 말아 봐 떼고 말해 제사 뭐와다 제토사래 셈는 뭐와 치기 이사사로 지는 거 Same thing, watch in a lag bag, tambo, sim dinner. Then to go. Then you use an umadi dung this year. Dung. Then dung the garrison. And then dig in the tissue.
We make a big deal. Out of inheritance. In other words, we're very, very concerned about what will happen to our wealth and our property after we die. We take measures to ensure that our will is enforceable and valid, and we're very, very careful about to whom we bequeath our stuff. Generally, we leave our money and our stuff to those we love most, those for whom we have the most affection. Well, similarly, if you ask, to whom do bodhisattvas bequeath their virtue? They give their virtue to all beings without limit and without reservation, because they have equal affection and love for all beings. Now, this is not that easy. It's easy to say a dedication, I dedicate this, I dedicate that, because we believe while we're doing it that we're not actually giving anything away. But a tight-fisted dedication is not enough.
Dik dung de garasa dung pesen ru de phela ya droba droba de zo de zi yuen den shi da me lob zhong shi da chi nyong me de zi gu ban ru ya ru che za nam ju de droba de zo de zi nyeb jun ru shi ga tong zhong ru chen droba de zo gang xian ma le zo yin na droba de zo cham cham pe chung bu shu yin ga zhe le 총보체네베 가르쇠 데 가르쇠 팅질이야 라마지기 왕구르스 왕구 왕구르드잖아 아주 왕구르드자 매반즈 망불러거로 제직직 탑중냐베 매반즈 니니 탑중냐베 매반즈 다 가르 콜리교 예보 가르다 지 상계 공부 터지냐 몇몇 번째 콜리지 위에 뭐 터지냐 몇 번째 다 몇 번째 망원아 되는 드라마 되게 코란라 퓨야 신다요 말해서 퓨야다 가서 마르지 그래서 마르디 심지에 쳐봐 쳐봐서 보아 되게 뚱샤봐 근데 지금 마르지 없어 마르디 코란 마 떼니 rumnis amar rumni ma ten lama choran la bua phyo nyam be ma ban zhe mi tian chi te pa du zo de nin du wa da de nin du san da de nga ra zhe gi nam gyu ngwa da ma lam ti ti gi su cha ma ba cha ru chi ba ji su su gi ngwa che be ma ba che sem je tam je 근데 대잡시 말해 매바 집어 말해 어디서 다지 데리케시 좀 어디서 어토버스나 다 근데 배지 차바듯이 막 가야면 근데 지금 어토버스 중앙이라 어 남다 차래 제자 뒤 주제는 되네 코르숨 넘버 믿어봐 사디 내 순과 좀센데 데려도 봐 코르숨 넘버 믿어봐 사 코르숨 넘버 믿어봐 사디 초진이 다지 짐바보요, 오아보요, 말은 오의 유요, 말은 참석 괜찮아도 와. 이내 아깝들이야, 디 가신 제사 미카신 알아쳐도 오아 오기요, 말은 오주요, 말은 오의 유요, 말 가르 오고라서. 되는 디 오아 디 가르레스, 조디 시험범이야, 차바디 시험범 강함이, 용수 동아, 되는 지 축심부지요, 이제 천국도 와. 딕 유전 때네 코스 넘버 믿어 봤어야 돼. 개점 이미지 숨을 알았어.
There is a story that illustrates how we often dedicate our virtue. Story takes place in Tibet where a nomad was present at an empowerment being given by a lama. Now, to understand the background for the story, you need to understand that in general, in Tibet, because nomads often usually had very little education, they were perceived by others in the society as ignorant. But actually, some nomads were pretty clever, and this is a story about a fairly clever one. During the empowerment, at each phase of the empowerment, the empowering Lama would say, now imagine that X, that something's being touched to your head. Now imagine this. You know, and some of this, now imagine this, was quite highfalutin. Now imagine that you're a Chakravartin. Now imagine that you're Buddha, and so on. Well, after a lot of this, now imagine this, and now imagine that, finally, the nomad, who, as an offering, had brought a block of butter contained in the stomach of an animal, produced the butter out of its covering, the animal's stomach, took it out, and said to the Lama, now, Lama, imagine that I'm offering you this butter, and then put it back in the stomach and put it away. That is indicative of the way that we often dedicate. We say that we are dedicating, which means giving away all of our virtue to all beings, but in the back of our minds is, well, this is just imaginary. I'm just saying this. I don't really actually have to give anything up or give anything away. I just sort of have to say this. That's not what dedication is supposed to be. Dedication is supposed to be complete giving without any kind of reservation, without any kind of attachment or craving. And that's why it mentions in this stanza, and frequently when discussing dedication, free from reification or conceptualization of the three aspects. Now, often this is explained as no belief in a dedicator, no belief in beneficiaries of the dedication, no belief in the virtue or merit being dedicated, which sounds very, very strange. And people have asked me about this, saying, well, if there's no one dedicating and no one receiving the virtue and no virtue to dedicate, what are we dedicating? But really, what freedom from reification of the three aspects means is to have no reservation, no attachment, no craving for what you're giving away, to give it away totally without holding anything back.
Expectation. What about Jumache in a gazati? What it told? Tobag, actually, expectation. Penachar Tangiti, Dunaji. Lama digi. One did the go, never channel to go at it. In a Martin Toguro Tagola. Martin Maton and Dugoman. Lama did. Jigsena Lama di Chorang, Martin and Martin and Jimmy's. Jumping from the throne, Martin Langa draining Tigan Machon. What a day in Jusane Jesang just watch it on the digital. More about Jumarche, Mabarche. You know, Gaza de Tawa Chego, I can say, Gaza to Tobore, Chesna Tigun the Dene, Gaza Momachi Tobos. More Jumarchena got a Gaza Momach Kawato, Toguma.
We're often a little bit odd, by which I mean a little bit inconsistent in our expectations. We're fine with a fake dedication. We're fine with just mouthing the dedication, knowing that we don't really mean it because we don't feel we actually have anything that we need to give away. But at the same time, we still maintain the expectation for a real, solid, concrete result to the virtue we've performed. In other words, we still expect the virtues that we believe we've accumulated to lead to a solid result. It's a little bit like if you continue the story and you imagine the Lama replying and saying, well, no, it's fine that the empowerments are imaginary, but that butter, you have to really give me the butter. The butter can't be an imaginary offering. No, imaginary butter is useless. Or maybe jumping down off the throne. It has to be, if you cannot expect a real concrete result to your virtue if your dedication is fake, is spurious or not real. And so therefore, there, when it said freedom from conceptualization of the three aspects, it means you have to actually, wholeheartedly, without reservation, dedicate or give away all of your virtue.
Tani sargu yusare, mado kiri jigi, lama, jisuruma desu peso.
I'd better finish because the scary KTD llamas are hovering.
Shologa, Sunju. Oh, Tatangamindo. Suba, Juki turned to a demer. Juki turned to a delay, Nasik turns in out of Charlie Oris.
So now we come to the third, if we return to the basic template of the text, there are three parts, and now we come to the third part, which is the conclusion, which has five sections.
Tango de la, do you danger namely Sumede?
The first of these is in the next stanza on page 32, which is simply marked S. I don't know what S is. And it says, following the speech of the noble ones and the meaning of what is said in the sutras, tantras, and treatises, I have put forth these 37 practices of a bodhisattva for those who wish to practice the bodhisattva path. So that is the first section at the conclusion, a statement of why he composed the text. The next stanza is his declaration that what he has composed is a correct or unmistaken exposition of the Bodhisattva's training. He says, because I am of inferior intellect and little training, I do not have any poetic verse to please the learned. Yet, because I have relied upon the sutras and the noble master's speech, I believe that these practices of a bodhisattva are without error. And then the third part, which is the next stanza, is an expression of modesty, a disclaimer that removes any possibility of the perception of arrogance, and also an apology in case there are defects. He says, nevertheless, because it is difficult for someone like me with an inferior mind to fathom the vast ocean of bodhisattva conduct, I pray that the holy ones will forgive all faults, such as contradictions and irrelevancies. The fourth section of the conclusion is the dedication of the virtue of the composition of the text to awakening. And it says, by the virtue of that, May all beings, through the supreme bodhicitta, both ultimate and relative, become like the protector of Avalokiteshvara, who does not abide in the extremes of samsara or nirvana. The fifth and final part of the conclusion is the colophon. And the colophon here describes the fourfold excellence of this composition. It says, for the benefit of myself and others, this was written by Tome, a monk who follows scripture and reasoning at the Ngutsu Rinchen cave. This describes the excellence of the treatise itself, the excellence of the reason why it was composed, or the intention, the excellence of the person who composed it, the author, and the excellence of the site or place where it was written.